to let you know that, and, this is going to be the last time I call you. I'm sick of not getting answers anymore, and I have been calling you for months now, and you haven't answered once. I know you listen to these. You have to. So what the fuck did I do wrong? Can you just tell me that? You just left. I thought we were having a good time. I thought we were becoming friends again. Fuck, I thought we were friends. What is it? Please tell me. Is it... is it because of the baby? We never talked about it. I know, but... if it is, I just want to say... he should have been yours. I don't even talk to that guy anymore, and I think I still love you. I know you won't call me back, but I am making it a point not to do this to myself anymore. I think you've moved on, so I should too. I am getting on a flight and leaving, and that's all you need to know. Goodbye, Ren. I do hope to see you again one day.
End of message. To erase this...
I'm sorry you had to hear that, but my phone's about to die, and I have no idea when or if I'll be able to charge it again. Everything's dead. Laptop, shower, my phone, the monitors. Now it's just me sitting here. I made a note, wrote down that I wouldn't open the door, and there's no use coming in because everything useful is already out there. I haven't heard someone come and grab the bags yet, but maybe someone did while I was asleep. Or not. Who knows? With how little traffic these hallways have gotten, it wouldn't surprise me if it all rots out there. If the door stays shut, the room stays safe. It's safe as hell. And I'm still gonna die in it.
Let me in. Ren, seriously, let me in.
Did you hear that? It sounds like Chris, but...
Ren, please, I know you're in there. Please, just let me in.
I don't want to have another Buck situation. Motherfucker.
Ren, god damn it, let me in!
I can't. Please, just... take the bags and go.
Fuck, Red. Red, please, open the door. Please, please.
Don't open the door.
You motherfucker. Fuck you, I wasn't even gone that long. And you just... I got the medicine. For you, you fuck. What am I supposed to do now? Take this shit and leave? Like nothing ever happened? Like I can just go on and not... think about you and everything we've been through. Open the door!
God damn it. Chris!
Ren? Oh my god, you're alive.
Maybe.
Open the door. I have the things you need, please.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, it's me.
Yeah, but... I don't know what you have done. Where you were, you could have gotten those bugs in you.
Maybe. Then we both die and you get what you wanted.
I don't want to die.
But the note...
it was for deterring people. That would show up and try to get in here. I wasn't expecting you to come back.
Well, I did, you fucking buffoon. Now open the door.
Oh, fuck it.
Jesus Christ, I thought you were dead. What the fuck, dude?
Hi.
You can't just not answer like that.
Hey, are you okay? You... Ow, what the fuck?
And here's your fucking medicine, you piece of shit.
What? How did you...
How do you think? I did what I've been saying we should do the whole goddamn time we've been here, and I went to the pharmacy. No one had gotten into the back room because we're the ones with the keys, so there was a ton of shit still there.
I'm grateful, but... don't do this shit again, okay? You could have been seen... and what the fuck is this? What are those?
Rose petals. And I was seen. And I'm still alive.
Who saw you?
Greg. He saw me when I went into the pharmacy.
And didn't do anything?
Oh no, he totally tried to kill me. But as I feel I've made abundantly clear by now, I had the keys. I let myself into the back room and locked the door behind me. I got what I needed and left through the maintenance hallway. Speaking of, is that everything? Did you really bring everything out there?
Yeah. The rest of the supplies and stuff. I figured I wasn't going to need the survivalist stuff, or the first aid stuff, or the food, so I put it out in the hallway, so someone who needed it could take it.
Unfucking believable. I leave for, what, 12 hours? And you've already decided to kill yourself?
Not kill myself. And what's more important is, what the fuck? Why do you have rose petals all over you?
No, we're talking about this first. Maybe you weren't trying to kill yourself, but you were just gonna let yourself die? Well, hey, I guess that's what they always say. When the going gets tough, give up.
What was I supposed to do? You left me. I was alone and had no idea where you were. So even if I wanted to find you, I wouldn't have been able to.
You don't need me to survive.
No, but it helps. Who wants to live alone? With no one to talk to or interact with? What's the point?
You could have found new people, though. I'm not the only person in the world. There are billions of other human beings out there.
Well, then why'd you come back? Why didn't you go to Burlington and join up with Emily and...
Mary.
What?
Her name is Mary. Jacob is actually Mason.
And you know this how?
I went in there. Macy's. I figured I could grab a lot of stuff in one place there. Also, I knew their group had been considerably thinned out, so it would only be two against one if they tried to start a fight. They're still using the watch counter so they could see me coming. They're both a bit older than I thought, probably mid-40s, early 50s. When I got up there, I told them what I wanted, and they actually invited me to come sit with them. They gave me some food and a blanket. Turns out, when that bomb went off, some of the shrapnel hit Mason. He's got a pretty deep cut on his leg, so he can't really move much. We just sat behind the watch counter. I asked what brought them to the mall, and oh my God, we were so fucking wrong about them. Mary told me about how she came to the mall the first day everything started. She was staying at her brother's for New Year's when the blackout hit. They left a note on his front door saying where they were going and headed to the mall. They figured that even though the radio was saying stay in place, any government checkpoint would be in a central location. For Dayton, the biggest central hub besides the square is Pegasus Mall, so they wanted to be nearby if help came. She showed up here with her brother. Stan was never her husband or even her boyfriend. Her real husband was working across town when the blackout hit. He was a bartender. He went home and waited for Mary to get there. When she never showed up, he went to Stan's house to see if they were still there. He followed the note and eventually arrived at the mall. It took him long enough that Mary thought he was dead. That's why she and Trevor never let go of each other. They were married and had both thought the other one dead. They were just happy to see each other alive. When Trevor came, he brought their son and their son's husband. Mason was the husband. They told me about how they were able to set up camp in the store and stay relatively unbothered for a few weeks, except for the occasional wildlife issue. Then they told me about how 2 days ago, they were attacked. How, seemingly for no reason, another group set off a bomb while they were sleeping. And she told me about how she watched her brother, her son, and the love of her life die in front of her. And what can I say? I'm sorry for your loss. I'm sorry I watched the whole thing go down and barely acknowledged their deaths because something else looked more interesting. I broke. I told them everything. How we had been in the office since day one. How until the mall lost power, we had access to the security cameras. How we watched everything go down and didn't do a fucking thing. And you know what she did? She gave me a hug. She told me it wasn't our fault. That even if we had gotten involved, it all happened so fast that we wouldn't have been able to stop it anyway. all stuff I guess I knew, but still helped to hear. She asked if I had been in here with you the whole time, why I was suddenly out there and alone, so I told her about the fight. About how I didn't want to sit in the office and watch you die, so I left. And she said, I understand. I understand the fear and not wanting to see the people you care about scared or hurt. But trust me on this. It's better to live in fear than live without them. They were a fucking family, Ren. They got torn to shreds. I'm not gonna be the reason that happens to us. As soon as she said that stuff to me, I knew I had to come back. Mary knew too. She told me to take anything at all that I thought we might need. Weapons, clothes, whatever. It was ours to take. I didn't realize what she meant until I heard the gunshots. Mason hadn't looked too good when I first got there. He had lost a lot of blood already, and his leg was infected. He didn't have a shot, really. I guess Mary just didn't think a world without the one she loved was worth it.
I don't blame her.
Me either. They could have lasted a long time. They had a ton of food. They had security against the threats they knew about. They had a ton of weapons.
Is that a pistol?
Yeah. I couldn't grab much, but I grabbed one for each of us and some ammo. They have more, though. Rifles and bows I couldn't carry anymore, but with another backpack. What the fuck is that?
Don't move.
Ren?
It's the vent. Get behind me.
Shit, what the fuck is that?
It looks like an owl or some shit.
It's bigger than any—
Chris!
Get this thing off me!
Fuck, hold on! Hey! Hey, over here! God damn it, look at me! Oh,
shit! Get out of the way!
Oh, fucking talons, man! They're massive! Bigger than anything I've ever seen!
Yeah, this is no normal owl.
Is that the buck? Oh, shit!
I have no idea, and I don't care to find out. Ah!
Right. What do we do?
Open the door, maybe it'll fly out.
Try and corral it this way.
What the fuck do I do that?
Get a broom or something. Motherfucker, is this thing out for blood or something?
I don't have a fucking broom.
I don't know, just throw shit at it then. It's not fucking leaving.
Watch out!
Shit! Chris, the gun.
Are you crazy? I'm not gonna shoot off a fucking gun in here. We both would death and the ricochet kill someone. I need the knife. Where's the knife?
The desk. The corner over by the door. Wait! Shut up. We don't want to scare it.
Ren, it's on the knife. I can't get to it.
Don't move.
No shit. It's right in front of me, Ren. I don't know what it is, but I can't stop looking at it. If I stop, it's gonna kill me. I'm not fast enough to stop it, Ren. This is bad. This is really, really—
Shh. Okay. Just stay there. I'll make my way over to you.
Ren just tore it! I got it! Fuck! Stupid! Ow!
God damn! You okay?
Yeah. You?
Yeah. God, that thing is huge.
No, owls usually have talons, but these look crazy.
Yeah. I don't think they're usually so jagged. Let's get it outside. I don't want to risk any bug explosions. Oh, God, what the fuck? Don't touch that wing. It looks horrible.
God, what is going on out there?
Nothing good. If things like that are out there, come on.
Ew. Yeah, open the door and I'll get it off the knife. Ew. Okay, crisis averted.
Okay, so That bird pretty much destroyed anything left in here. I guess it's a good thing I put the important shit out in the hall, but... Are you okay?
What? Yeah, I must have just gotten scratched or something.
That's... sort of a lot of blood. Let me look at it.
No, I'm fine. I can take care of it.
You sure?
Fuck off. I can handle this.
I really don't think that's smart. Can you even reach?
Can I reach my side? Of fucking course I can.
Here. Take this. Just keep this pressed on your side.
I don't need it.
Chris, you have to do something. You can't just stand there.
You think I don't know that?
Your entire right side is covered in blood. If you don't stop it soon, I won't be able to fix it.
I don't need you to fix it. I need you to leave me alone!
You're panicking. Okay, just take a breath.
I'm not panicking. I'm fine.
Chris.
Don't touch me! I don't need just... you to help me.
Chris! Hey, you okay? Here. God. Keep this pressed on your side, okay?
We only have one hand towel left. We have to stop getting blood on these.
Hysterical. Can you breathe all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. Doesn't even really hurt that much.
That's good, for now. But the adrenaline's gonna wear off soon. Right now, my biggest concern is stopping the bleeding and keeping you from going into shock. Is there pain anywhere else?
Yeah, my back.
Oh, sorry. Just that spot or the whole area?
The whole area.
Okay, there's no easy way to ice it right now, but there's no bleeding, so I'm less concerned with that. The fuck is the first aid kit? Oh, thank God I didn't fucking smash that. Do you know when you got cut?
I think pretty soon after the bird came in. I got knocked into the shelf, so it might have been then.
Okay. That's not great because... Hey! What the fuck are you doing? Sit back down.
I'm just getting a washcloth. That's what you needed to clean up your arm.
Yeah, and there's a reason I made you get it. Sit down.
Really? Dude, I'm fine. I can...
Chris, can you just sit down and let me take care of you? If you got cut when the owl first came in, you've been bleeding for a couple minutes now. And those aren't exactly small cuts. I don't want to freak you out, but... You probably lost a fair bit of blood at this point. How do you feel?
Dizzy, I think. And a little cold, but I'm always cold. And it's winter. And there's no heat.
Here. I kept this space blanket when I was putting the other supplies outside. I figured I wouldn't want to starve to death in total misery.
You shouldn't have wanted to starve to death at all.
You said dizzy and cold. Anything else?
It hurts a lot.
I know. I'm sorry. But there's not really much I can do about that one. Here, let me hold onto the towel. With the fucking power out, I don't know how much time has passed. We'll give it a few more minutes before I check the bleeding.
How do you know how to do all this shit anyway? Like, the exact procedures and stuff?
I told you. I wanted to be an army medic.
No. You said you wanted to join the army. I thought you wanted to be a fucking soldier. Jesus Christ. Christ, dude, why didn't you just say that?
You didn't ask.
Oh, fuck you. That's bullshit.
Hey, it's okay. It's okay. Look at me. Hey. It's okay. Stay with me, okay? I know it hurts. But you gotta stay awake until the bleeding stops, okay? Talk to me. You were out there for hours. What else did you do?
I went to the pharmacy after Macy's. I had to fight off Greg and his... weird-ass baseball bat thing. You know, the problem with putting nails in a baseball bat is that it just sticks to other shit. It got stuck in the corkboard and pulled the whole thing down, so I was just like, fuck you, dude. Bye. And I went into the back room. I got your eye drops, some ibuprofen, and some ACE bandages, I think? Really any sort of shit that looked helpful. And then... I knew I was gonna come back, but I had to do something first. You know that sculpture inside the fountain? Ever since I was a little kid, I thought, I bet if you climbed the statue and jumped really hard, you could reach the giant window behind it and sit in it. You cannot do that. I was very disappointed. But while I was there, I got kind of nostalgic, so I decided to just walk around for a bit. Bad idea. Greg was looking for me, and this time he brought Chloe and Mika. They fucking chased me through the food court and shot at me. Turns out they're pretty shit at aiming from a distance. I was able to get away, though. One of the pillars started breaking down and dropped in between me and them. It shook the whole room. It's easy to get around this place anyway. No one is going to get around here better than me. I practically grew up in this mall. I had my 4th birthday party at the Bounce House place on the 1st floor. I bought my prom dress on the 3rd floor. And I met you here. I wish we met earlier in different circumstances. I could have used someone like you growing up.
Yeah. Me too, kid. We found each other eventually, though. You and me.
We're a team now?
Yeah, we're a team.
I don't feel well.
What's wrong? The pain or something else?
I'm nauseous and my head hurts.
That's from the blood loss.
Oh. Okay.
It's nothing to be worried about, though. Obviously, you've lost a lot of blood, but it's a common enough side effect. I'm not gonna let you down. I've got you.
I know. I trust you. I can't help it, though.
How about this? We'll deal with this now, and maybe tomorrow, if you feel up for it, we'll go down to Macy's. You said they still have a lot of stuff down there. We shouldn't wait for someone else to realize it and take it.
Really?
Yeah. And we'll grab as many blankets as we can carry, and we'll make a blanket fort you were talking about.
Maybe we can make some hot chocolate, too.
Definitely. Hot chocolate and a blanket fort and whatever other cool stuff we find down there. Man, you were really out there for hours. How are you not scared? I would have been terrified.
I think I always sort of knew I might come back, even if I didn't want to admit it. The world out there isn't what scares me. Not really, at least. I don't like that I don't know what's going on, and sure, the violence and stuff is horrible to even think about, but I can't control any of that. The world will do what the world does, and as long as I'm with the people I care about, I can get through it. That's what scares me. I don't want to be alone. I'm scared of being left alone. I'm also really scared now, Ren. I don't want to die.
Hey, it's okay. It's okay. You are not going to die. Okay? I'm not going to let you die. And hey, I'm not going to leave you alone either. It's like you said, we're a team now. It's you and me. I'm here.
I like astrology too, you know.
I didn't know that.
I'm tired.
Don't sleep, okay? You gotta wait a little longer. We have to play it safe for now. I don't want to take any chances. I gotta make sure you're okay. You never finished telling me what you did while you were gone. What'd you do after you walked around?
Not too much. I was tired then, too. I went to that store on the 1st floor. You know, the one that's set up like Christmas all year long?
The decoration one or the Santa's Workshop one?
The decoration one. After trying like 40 keys, I finally got into the back room. I figured that was the place people would be least likely to break into while I slept. No one's really going around looting ornaments. I set up a bed of blankets and Christmas tree skirts, and holy shit, I was so fucking cozy. That's when the roses came. It just started coming through the building, and there was, like, this warm breeze, too. It was amazing. When I woke up, I went outside, and I saw it. Ren, I saw that plant. It's grown, and it was, like, shedding these petals. It was so pretty.
Is that why you have a cut on your leg?
Oh, yeah. I tripped looking at the roses, or maybe it tried to get me. I don't remember, but it also seemed like it was, I don't know, buzzing or hissing? Maybe it was kind of scary.
I don't think about it. What else happened?
Okay. I know this is kind of dumb, but I looked through the boxes with the ornaments to find ones with Marion Mason's names on them. I never got to learn the others' real names, so I found Trevor, Stan, and Rick ornaments, too. I went back to Macy's, this time, through the maintenance hallways, because I didn't want to risk running into Greg again, or anyone else. Macy's still had all their Christmas clearance stuff on sale when this went down, so a few of the trees were still up. I hung the ornaments up. It's not like I could give them real burials or anything, and no one is selling fresh flowers in January, so it was the only thing I could think of. Then I came back here. I got ornaments for us, too, in my bag.
Next year, we'll get the biggest tree we can find and we'll hang them up.
I always loved Christmas. The lights are so pretty and everyone's just happier. And you can go ice skating. Have you ever been?
On the rare occasion, the river behind my house would freeze over. We would go slide around in our sneakers. Never actually went skating, though.
Every year, the town sets up an ice rink at the park at the end of Main Street. Next Christmas, we'll go.
Okay. It sounds like a plan. I think enough time has passed to check the bleeding. It looks as though it's stopped. Hand me the washcloth you grabbed. Oh, I'm sorry. Almost done. Okay, all set.
Walker, am I gonna have to get stitches?
Well, with the way these cuts are, I'm a bit too worried about infection. We have to be able to clean these out, and I can't do that well if they're sutured shut, so lucky you.
Oh, thank God.
I am gonna bandage them up, though. I know it'll be hard, but try your best not to let any of the tape rip off. Hey, you're okay. It's gonna be okay. How are you feeling?
Hurts. I'm exhausted. But, okay.
Get some rest. You need it.
Ren, will you sit with me?
Of course. Just let me bring the supply bag from the hall. Oh, hey! Look! The recorder's still fine. Guess the owl didn't destroy all of our stuff.
Hey.
This is Renald James and Krissa Montgomery at Pegasus Mall. Date, January 24th, 2043. We're okay.